Hello and welcome to another podcast. We start another school year, and this is Our Best Every Day from the Grady County Schools. And this is Michael Best, and each week I have an opportunity to interview different teachers, administrators, and we're even going to interview some students this year about the great things going on at Cairo High School and all of our schools each week. And this week we're focusing on Cairo High. Of course, we get ready for another football season. And with us is the band director of Cairo High School, Mr. John Scanling. And I know the band has been very busy for the last several weeks, going through band camp, getting ready for halftime, getting ready for pregame, and I know it's been a busy time for you, but it looks like you got a big group out there and they've been working hard.
Yeah, we're excited about the beginning of football season next week. We do have a big group, and we've been working hard. We've been fighting some weather issues, but that just means we're inside working hard on the music and itching to get outside and put the drill on the field.
Well, let's talk a little bit about band camp. How do they go about putting together a halftime show? I know it's a lot of coordination, it's a lot of work. People see the end result, but there's a lot of work from day one to get to that point. And you don't have to get too detailed, but I know it's all broken down and everybody kind of has spots that they have to get to at certain times.
Right. As soon as we get our instrumentation in April, we try to get it nailed down in April so we know how many we are. We start working on the drill. We get on the pregame drill first. Everybody in the band has got a letter, depending on what instrument they play, and then everybody in that section's got a number, so that D4 is a specific student. And we're writing drill, block drill down the field, and the spell out for the for pregame, and then the same thing with halftime, planning it so that we can end up with Battle Hymn with that big push to the front every year.
And tell us a little bit about, before we talk about this year's show, what goes into deciding the music. Does that start the year before, or is it during the summer? How do you decide?
That happens different ways every year. You know, it's the art, so you can't rush it, you can't force it. And some years, I have an epiphany sometime in January or February, and that's what's got to happen. And other some years I let the students decide because they've got some good ideas. The students get input every year. Sometimes it's wanting them to just say, yeah, Mr. Scanlon, that's a good idea, or we have these ideas and we want to do it. This year it was kind of a combination of me and the students kind of collaborating and coming up with our halftime theme.
All right, so we've talked a little bit about it. Why don't you tell us about this year's halftime show?
This year's halftime show, we're going with music royalty. We've got Elvis Presley, opener, Can't Help Falling in Love. He's the king of rock and roll. Then moving on to Prince, Raspberry Beret, which is actually an arrangement that was played in the early 80s. It was in our music library. We've messed around with it a little bit, made it a little bit shorter, and changed the percussion parts. But it's an arrangement that if you were in band in the early 80s, it's pretty close to what was played then. Then we had an arrangement of Jolene, the Queen of Country, Dolly Parton, composed for our third one. And then we're playing part of a Michael Jackson medley that we played back in 2016 that ends with Man in the Mirror and We Are the World. And then I thought this year we would end with the Battle Hymn.
Well, you know, that's a very wise choice. You know, I've been around helping with the band for over 40 years, and I've seen a lot of ups and downs and goods and bads and things people tried. We actually had a band director one year that was in between the Joe David. Joe David was here, but in between Joe David, there was a band director. It was a very short timer, and I remember him coming to me and saying, I don't think we're going to do that Battle Hymn this year. And I started thinking about that this would be his last year.
Right.
And because that is just part of the whole Cairo High Certmaker band. And, every year, the thing that I think that the fans, the Cairo fans, miss out on is usually they're sitting on the same side y'all are. As the radio crew, sometimes we're on the opposite side of you. And to get to hear the band in your face is amazing. We talk about it all the time. It's like a college. It's like the University of Georgia's over there on the other side. And I don't think the Cairo people, they get to see halftime, but during the game, and all the things y'all are doing during the game, they're usually sitting beside you.
Right.
And so they kind of miss everything. But to get an opportunity to face you and have you playing back toward, that's something everybody should get an opportunity to see, because it's very professional. It's very, to me, it's just college level.
Right. Yep. I remember those are exactly the words that Johnny Folsom used when he was trying to, when he added the pregame and made it a little bit more than what it had been before. And, yeah, that college atmosphere, getting everybody excited. We didn't mind being in the north end zone there for a couple of years so that we could aim at everybody.
Yeah.
And we've even got a small podium on the side of our stands now so that the band can turn and face that way. But yeah, most of what we're doing in the stands is lost on the home crowd, and that's too bad.
Well, you always do a great job, and the band is amazing. Pre-game is – I don't think anybody around here does a pregame like we do.
Right. Yeah, I don't see anybody.
And it's actually been scaled down because, like I said, when Johnny Folsom was there, that baby was – sometime I know every head official would come to me and go, y'all going to get a flag. Yeah, they were like – they. I think they had referee meetings and talked about, hey, when you go to Cairo, get ready. You know?
Right.
But we would always finish up just in time, and it is an amazing pregame. Takes a lot of work.
Right. Well, yeah, we appreciate that. Appreciate everybody noticing. And yeah, we've had some close calls. I remember 4 or 5 years ago, I got a side eye from a referee as they were as we were finishing up pregame and marching down the field to form the tunnel, as the captains were already headed towards the 50. But that was as close a call as we've had, and everybody's been pretty understanding.
And you know, somebody this week said to me, and I've never thought about this, the whole presentation on a Friday night from pregame to the end, and I'm talking about band, cheerleaders, majorettes, ROTC, football, the lights, the music, everything that goes with it. Those are big time performances that a high school like us puts on 5, 6, 7 times a year. And these are things that people plan like weddings for a whole year in advance to try to bring all the moving pieces into one place to do once a year. And it's amazing that a high school with that many kids and then the adults that work with them can put that together every week. And it really seems completely seamless. It seems like, but there's a lot of work that goes into getting to that moment, from the running through the sign and the fire extinguishers and the pregame and the halftime. It's quite an event that I think sometimes we all just kind of take for granted. That's the way it's going to be, but it's a lot of work.
Right. There are definitely a lot of moving parts every Friday night from about 7 o'clock to 7:30. 7:30 is obviously when kickoff is, but we've got a lot going on leading up until that. So.
And then the fact that people, I don't think, you know, keep in mind that during a football season you got parades, and that's a whole other page of work you got to go, because you can't just go, hey, let's go line up and have a parade. You got the Christmas parade. You got you come to the veterans program during football season, and you get the homecoming parade, and so you got all those extra things that the Cairo band is expected to be at.
Right, and that's on the kids. I mean, they look forward to stepping up and doing all that. You know, I get to pick a small group to go to do the Veterans Day program at the courthouse every year, and they're excited to be picked and do that. And you know, some of the things that we've worked on inside when the weather is not cooperating is really the skills that are necessary for us to perform in a parade correctly. So,
well, it's a great job. And tell us real quick, just give us some of the names of the leadership, the drum major, head majorette, all that.
Let's see, Ronnie Gordon is a senior, and he's in his second year as the drum major. Drum major number 47, I think, of the Certmaker band. Ava Reynolds and Hannah Lynch are both majorette leadership. Chloe Cranford is the woodwind captain. Elise Pierce is the brass captain. And Noah Cooper is a senior who's his second year as the drum captain.
And just a great, great group of kids, first and foremost, but great leadership abilities from all those. I kind of picked out Ronnie Gordon in the sixth grade. He was in my first sixth grade class. I was principal at Washington. He was one that just stood out then. And I remembered he was going to be somebody special.
Right. Yeah. He was in my wife's music class, and I heard about him when he was down there, too.
So you've got a good group, and I'm looking forward to a very exciting season again this year. And so, you know, for the fans, when you sit back and watch, just always keep in mind how much work goes into everything that you guys do. And definitely, we say it every week, but y'all are definitely the pride of the Serp City. And Thank you for keeping the tradition of the K-Rope Band. People have no idea, if you don't live here, to know how important the tradition of that band is for this community from the days of Joe David. And if Joe were here, and I talked to him many times, he would kind of laugh and say, if you do something more than once, people say it's tradition. So he loved yep. to say that, you know. But it's very true that you have very high expectations from the community that watch that band. You got a lot of former band members that got their eyes on y'all.
Right, for sure.
And they're watching every move, and they expect that level to be there, and it is every year. In fact, it gets better and better. So congratulations for a job well done, and we look forward to seeing the halftime shows this year. And thank you for what you do for our kids and for Cairo High School.
Thank you. We're looking forward to the season, too.
All right. Mr. John Scanling, the band director of Cairo High School. And, of course, hey, before we go real quick, I don't want to leave them out. Middle school bands, great. That's a feeder program.
Right. We wouldn't be what we are without them. You know, Pat Blue at Wiggum, Kendrick Jacobs at Washington, and Trey Bentley at Shiver.
Yeah.
They keep us going.
Yeah. And so did want to give a little shout-out to those middle school bands. You'll get a chance to see those this year, too. You can come out and see the middle school games and see some of their performances as well. So.
And Paul John's over at the high school.
Yeah. So a lot of folks make that happen. And thank you to all of them, and thank you to for being with us today.
Thank you.
All right, this is Our Best Every Day, another podcast from Grady County Schools, and our special guest today, none other than Mr. John Scanling. Thanks for tuning in. We'll have another podcast for you and Our Best Every Day again next week. Thanks for listening.